You're listening to In Love with Motown here on lgradio.online with me, Leo Green. We finished our last episode of In Love with Motown hearing from the Rolling Stones. To get us going in this episode, here's one of the very first Marvin Gaye recordings that made an impact on the UK music fans, and I differentiate between the general record-buying public who in 1963, don't forget, were buying the likes of Cliff Richard, Kathy Kirby, Jerry and the Pacemakers, Adam Faith and Jimmy Young records, and the music fans who were in the clubs were going crazy to recordings like this one. And again, check out the mixing levels. There's the trademark high volume in the mix of drums, which in this case, it's not really drums, it's just a snare drum all the way through. There's no cymbals required at all. And notice also how the Tamola horn section is mixed at the same level, if not higher, than Marvin's voice. Again, making the whole recording sound unlike anything else the UK had heard at that time. Version for Marvin Swings, because the rhythm section at Tamola Motown were all jazz musicians, and we will be featuring them throughout this series of shows here on lgradio.online. The fact that it was the best jazz musicians Berry Gordy could find backing his singing stars is huge. Now just listen to the difference in the rhythm of this version featuring a young Rod Stewart, who sounds sensational by the way, but the feel of the groove and the production mix and overall feel are really different from the jazzier and lighter feel of Marvin's version, and it really shows us how the British musicians and singers were starting to be massively influenced by Motown.
So
Rod, one of the many British artists who were and continue to be so proudly influenced by the record label that the UK has been in love with ever since the first recordings started arriving here. The club scene of the 60s did so much to bring the music to UK audiences because until the Motown Review arrived here in 65, the only chance we had to hear the songs played live was by artists like Rod, the Beatles, there was Georgie Fame, Zoot Money, Long John Baldry, the Kinks, and pretty much every other R&B band of the time who would cover Motown songs in their sets. As we'll hear shortly, the early recordings of The Who also featured many songs written by Holland, Dozier and Holland, having heard recordings like this by the Isley Brothers.
Town, cause we don't treat them right. Catch a train, folks complain.
Brothers with Holland Dozier Holland's Leaving Here, which inspired The Who to record their own version.
Hey fellas, have you heard the news? Yeah, the women in this town have been misused. They've seen it all in for Jesus last night. Girls leaving this tiger so don't shoot them back. Oh, take a train.
The Who from 1965. Slowly but surely, clubs began popping up around the UK where DJs would play Motown, and unlike the American public, nobody in the UK cared or even wondered if the music was black or white. For a generation of Brits who were discovering this music, The records were quite simply the most exciting, invigorating and inspiring music they'd ever heard. And because it was American music, it had an almost additional exotic attraction. Even the names of the groups were unlike any of ours. Whilst we had Animals, Beatles, Thunderbirds, Blue Flames and Vagabonds, Tamla Motown had names that sounded like expensive and exclusive cars. The Supremes, the Marvelettes, the Vandellas, the Commodores, the Miracles, and of course, the Temptations. This recording of theirs had been produced by the, at the time, young upcoming writer-producer Norman Whitfield, who would later come up with Heard It Through the Grapevine for Marvin Gaye. Now, Norman's technique to get what he wanted from vocalists was to set the song in a key that was just a tiny bit higher than where the singer felt comfortable. He did it with Marvin in Heard It Through the Grapevine, and he did it with the Temptations singer David Ruffin on this one, eventually managing to convince him that it would really help get over the pleading element of the lyrics to the listeners if they could hear the straining in his voice. And UK music fans loved everything about the resulting recording.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me. Ain't too proud to beg, and you know it. Please don't leave me, girl. Ain't too proud to if I have to cry to keep you, I don't mind weeping if it'll keep you by my side. Ain't you proud of me, sweet darling? Please don't leave me, girl. Ain't you proud of me, baby, baby? Please don't leave me, girl. If I have to sleep on your doorstep all night and day, just to keep you from walking away, let your friends laugh, even this I can stand, cause I wanna keep you any way I can. Ain't too proud of me, sweet darling, please don't leave me, girl. Ain't too proud of me, baby, baby, please don't leave me, girl.
The Temptations were the song that found itself in the UK charts of 1966. The year before that, the UK had discovered the other main male vocal group that Berry Gordy would turn into superstars. Led by the kind of voice that never could have grown up in 1940s or 50s Britain, Levi Stubbs, the Four Tops had it all. On our next recording, we still have the drums really high in the mix, but now beats 2 and 4 are augmented by another signature of the Motown sound, the tambourine of Jack Ashford, who graced hundreds and hundreds of Motown's recordings. Several years ago, I spent a few days hanging out with Jack Ashford and the remaining members of Motown's house band, the Funk Brothers. Originally a jazz vibraphonist in the tradition of his hero Lionel Hampton, Jack is now known as the greatest exponent of the tambourine. He was lovely and was only too pleased to answer all my annoying questions before we did the gig. I was asking him about his tambourine sound and how had he come up with all the parts that he played, and Jack was so humble that he couldn't really understand why anyone would have any interest in what he was playing, almost to the point of dismissing his own contribution to an entire musical genre. It's impossible to imagine Motown records without his tambourine sound. Anyway, one particular thing he said to me has stayed in my mind to this day. He said, "It was all so simple to me, but it knocked the world out. Here he is, knocking out the world in 1965 with the Four Tops. That's the Four Tops bringing this episode of In Love with Motown here on LGRadio.online to a close. Please do visit the website to find out when these shows are on again or what else is coming up. And you can, of course, send us a message, any requests or questions, or just to say hello. There's a message board on the website, LGRadio.online, or if you'd rather, you can email directly. The address is info@LGRadio.online. Coming up next on LGRadio.online, it's our In the Afternoon playlist. You're listening to LGRadio.online. Thanks for listening.